Welcome back to the Food Trainers Podcast. I'm Lauren and I'm here with Kayleen.
Hi, everyone. We are nearing the end of this season of the podcast.
Yes, and you're nearing the end of your season or your semester. Oh,
yes, I am. Getting a lot accomplished this week.
That's good.
Yeah, plus this week, we're also doing the fix.
Yep.
As we're recording this.
And just to explain the name, so I'd say one of the pillars or the mainstays of food training is that we pride ourselves on our plans being, and advice, being doable, gradual, sustainable in terms of results. But sometimes, and I think right now, as we're all re-entering life with a lot of trepidation on my part, you want like a jump start or a reset.
Yeah, right. So for 1 week, participants, and we have a really big group from across the country, nobody outside the US this time.
Nope.
But they do an accelerated week that's no alcohol. I mentioned that one first.
That'd be the hardest for you.
No added sugar and no grains.
Yeah, it's really, and it's a habit fix. I think somebody said, like, are we fixing ourselves?
Yeah.
You know, people are so uptight about language.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's a fun play. It's a habit fix, a quicker fix. You know, obviously, there's no such thing as a quick fix, but there sort of is.
Yeah.
And, despite running them for all these years with a couple of different names, I'm just always inspired by what can happen in like 1 week's time of paying attention.
Mm-hmm. So today we're going to give you a taste of the fix in case you're craving a reset or need something like that. And each program, we add some newness too. So it's not the same thing over
right.
and over.
So Kayleen was saying, I know we did a fix podcast, but we did it about that program and this program is different.
Yeah.
And so, like, some things stay the same each program, and then we always try to do some things different. The no's tend to be the same. As Kayleen said, no booze, no sugar, no grains. Sometimes we've played with including dairy in that, depending. Sometimes we don't. And the other no's that are important, because I know to avoid the backlash, I mean, it is a strict program, but we also joke, but list no self-criticism, no negativity. We really do try to, even though it's a reset, try to work on things holistically. And I think just even in a reset week or a week that's sort of not going to be exactly how you eat long-term, you always want to, or I always want to try to help participants or clients dig a little deeper. And, like just have it be more than a week without wine, like a little bit more about what really drives my decisions. And I should add that Kayleen has started food stocking clients and we had many who wanted to fix. So Kayleen has entered that realm too.
Yeah, it's been fun so far.
Mm.
So people know that with food stocking, it's kind of similar to that. We send a tip in the morning and every participant then sends their log or their daily deeds at night. So while it sounds like intense or you're like really holding yourself accountable, what I love is that so many of the tips emphasize more of the emotions behind our food choices, like not just telling you what to eat every single day. Maybe you want to give a taste to the listeners with like the celebrate or the mindful eating tip.
Right. So we can't reveal everything because we have some fixtures. But the tip the first day that Kayleen's referring to was called celebrate. I'm obsessed, as you know, with habit research.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, I'm reading a new book now by somebody named Katie Milkman, who coined the Fresh Start Effect. I think we've talked about that on the pod a little. Anyway, it's like, as I'm going through the book, I'm like, I've heard that study. I know that study. I mean, James Clear, who wrote Atomic Habits, BJ Fogg, Gretchen Rubin wrote a habit book. She's not only a habit, she has a good podcast too. Charles Duhigg. I mean, I could go on and on. I think, but what these researchers and others have found that it's really not these numbers that you hear, like it's 21 days to make a habit or it takes 6 weeks of doing something. It's, it's less about the time frame.
Mm-hmm. Which like that came as a surprise to me. Mm-hmm. I feel like you hear those time frames all the time, whether you're reading an article or really just in talking to people.
Yeah, all these numbers are thrown a lot. And personally, I do feel that like repetition of a habit over time does make a difference. But what research has shown is that it's not solely about the time that it takes to make the habit, but the emotions that are involved. So for this celebrate tip, we encourage the participants to, when they made good choices or a good decision or took time to cook something, to celebrate. And we gave them examples of that, but we left it up to each person to kind of decide their mode of celebrating.
Yeah, like some did a fist pump. Right. We had some do like a little dance.
I would definitely not be the little dance.
I know. And we had self-hugs and mantras too. Like, what would you do if, since you're not the little dancer or the fist pumper?
Not a dancer, not a hugger. I really can't repress. No, I think I've just always respond. Like, I'm more responsive to like reading something than seeing something. Mm-hmm. So I would always go to like words or something verbal.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing this, you know, like I'm going doing good stuff for myself, that kind of thing. What about you?
I like that too. I'm not really a hugger or a fist pumper either.
That's why we get along.
I know.
No office.
The words work for me too. Positive affirmation.
You just reminded me pre-COVID, I think I've talked about, this is totally unrelated, but I've talked about, I think on Instagram and things that I'm not a hugger. I'm not like, I do like a kiss on the cheek. So I'm not like somebody who has issues, but I just like personal space. And so a client knew this and she referred a friend to me and she's like, I just want to warn you, she's going to hug you. So for the whole session, I was
like bracing.
How's this going to go? It was okay. But she actually asked first, which I think is
can I give you a hug?
Yeah. I'm like, well, okay, if we have to. But this sounds kind of silly, but I think just try a few modes of celebrating celebrating. And I think people are surprised. We all thrive on praise and it doesn't necessarily have to come from someone else. It actually, like, ultimately, you don't want it to have to come from outside of you, or we shouldn't depend on that.
Mm-hmm. I think part of the program isn't that it's silly, but like less serious. Like it's sort of fun.
Not serious. but that, you know, like that's always been a part of food training.
Yeah.
And again, since I'm such a dork, research supported, like adding in like healthy competition, you know, we have a few things. We tend to do like a step contest or food pictures or things like that. We do rewards. So each tip that's followed, we give it's an emoji, but you know, it matters. It's just like, again, that, you know, sense of like, you know, leading people in the right direction and that it's not this like austere, dreadful thing.
Yeah. I'm sure some people are less about the gold stars, but I like it. I think I like getting a gold star. And then today's tip was a good one too. If you want to share that, fork it over. I won't make you share anything else.
It's actually, as I did the name, as we were writing up the tips, I was like, it's not really that accurate. Maybe it forks, I was going to do forks down when we were designing the tips, but it just sounded a little bossy to me. So the downside of doing a short-term program is that if it's done incorrectly, it becomes a short-term program. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't stick. We like to plant seeds that continue after the program. And in the longer term, so much of where people veer with their eating is emotional eating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why like a plan that's a list of food is kind of useless or incomplete if it's just that.
Yeah. I mean, we can't all make the list of salmon and berries and kale and avocado at this point.
Right. I mean, it's like we know that. So to counter emotional eating, is the antidote to that is mindful eating.
Mm-hmm.
And just like a way to combat spiraling thoughts and anxiety is mindfulness or meditation. So kind of the same holds, you know, dialing back some of the noise, which I would say most of us have. So there are many ways to approach mindful eating. We've done screen-free meals in the past. We've done chew 20 times, which is surprisingly difficult.
Yeah.
So today we suggested putting utensils down during meals. Again, another thing that just gets you to focus.
Have you tried this? It's not easy too.
I mean, for me, I have to be honest, like anything in this mindful eating category is a challenge. I guess that means I'm mindless.
That's why you like it.
No, I'm just guilty. I'll admit, like I'm like the lunch at the kitchen counter. I do stare out the window, so it's kind of peaceful, but I'm a faster eater than I should be. You know, you can eat the right things, as I'd like to think I do a lot of the time and still have a lot to work on.
Yeah. But I guess the point is that it forces you to focus on your food and then that makes the meal more satisfying.
Exactly. And, you know, some, you can eat a meal. I've been, you know, again, guilty of this and like not, can't even register. Like you don't even remember what it tasted
right.
like. I don't even think some of my work week meals I'm tasting.
I know. And it's interesting. So everyone gets a guide with our 10 fix fundamentals with recipes. Some make the recipes, but some are not the biggest cookers. So we right. have like easy options for non-cooks too.
And I definitely have to say that more so even than like when you eat out or take out, you don't know what the ingredients are. I really think there's like an emotional connection to your food, taking care of yourself when mm-hmm. you, you know, I'll just say it, that usually the participants who, and it's not our recipes that are magic, but who make recipes, who cook, they tend to do better. I just think it's different than those who don't turn on the stove. Again, mm-hmm. you could still get a lot out of a program if you don't, but I think hopefully COVID has changed that.
Maybe,
for a lot of
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I think so. And people respond differently too. Like Lauren and I, we powwow. She keeps a list of interesting comments from the food logs and we keep it anonymous, like even between each other. It's more about the thought than the person.
Right, exactly.
Like what they're feeling, what they're doing. But yesterday someone said, I didn't find lunch exciting. And my tactic would be to help a client spice things up or, you know, me add a secret weapon, something like that.
So you're nicer than me?
No. Well, maybe. But just felt your comment will help people too.
So how does it go? Like, don't believe everything you think. Is that the saying?
Is that a saying?
Yeah. It's like, you know, like our we think everything that goes through our head is like fact and some of it is fear based, mm-hmm. et cetera. So I said to this client, I was the same way, I think, when I first started practicing, which is like, you have an issue, let me solve the issue. Mm-hmm. Or you say you're bored, here are 70,000 options for what you could do for your snack.
Yeah.
And what I've realized is two things. Is one, sometimes those things are like code for other, like when people almost always say they're bored with what they're eating amidst a week that's like stressful in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so they're looking for their food to, you know, sort of be super interesting. So I think we mislead ourselves thinking that every meal has to be life-changing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's like an Instagram thing or that we all feel, you know, that it's an exciting part
yeah.
of the day. I mean, I love to cook and our recipes, I'd like to think are not boring. This person was not referring to one of our recipes, which is a lunch. I think it was like a fish, vegetable, and avocado. Like it wasn't like she was eating wheatgrass
yeah.
or something like that. So I think that if we're looking for like truly honestly looking for a meal to be like the highlight of our day, we're maybe in certain instances looking for food to be more than it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a snack can be amazingly delicious. Chocolate comes to mind. I actually have, from the farm that I brought you the avocado, I actually have these dark chocolate tahini, insanely rich truffles in our fridge right now. So it could be something really delicious or it could be good old Brazil nuts or almonds, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
It reminds me of an exercise we do with clients called the Plain Jane Day, where it's not a boring day, but it's, as we say, fewer accessories, more about the outfit.
Yes, you just used yeah. that tip for a client. I mean, I just think that it's almost a skill to divorce ourselves from the meal having to, like, you know, make all our taste buds mm-hmm. light up. Of course, you go out to dinner, you want it to be delicious. You're
yeah.
sitting down with your family. But I think it almost takes some of the pressure off to, and we talked about our favorites in last week's episode, like some of the things that the two of us eat are not like always incredibly
They're
thrilling.
Not, yeah. yeah.
But we do, on the other hand, have like two, as you, to use your word, spice it up a couple of new like items for each
yeah.
program.
Yeah, one that I'm getting like reorders on even now are the pumpkin seeds.
Mm.
I think we mentioned these in a newsletter, which please sign up if you haven't. We just send one email a week, the beginning of the week on Mondays. And I think we might have mentioned it in one of the podcasts too. I don't know. But pumpkin seeds are an excellent source of zinc,
mm-hmm.
which has a lot of key functions important for hormone balance in both men and women.
Right. Well, first I'll say that these are ghost pepper pumpkin seeds,
yes.
which is what makes them special. Because of the zinc content that Kayleen mentioned, we've really wanted to, you know, we like Brazil nuts for selenium. We really wanted to get a pumpkin seed in, which proved pretty difficult to get something that was like not just ho-hum. But back to zinc. So for men, zinc is required for testosterone production. It's often mentioned in protocols for erectile dysfunction, and it's important for prostate health. So key benefits, zinc always comes up for like men mm-hmm. with sperm and fertility. For women, interesting that the same mineral helps, you know, is important for both genders, or maybe not that surprising because most of them are, but it can help regulate periods, both in general and also after a pregnancy or mm-hmm. nursing to get your cycle back. Useful for PCOS, also for PCOS, NAC, D, omega-3s, and magnesium, because we get a lot of questions about PCOS and a lot of people, mm-hmm. More people than you'd think suffer from it. Zinc for acne and perimenopausal symptoms. So really is something.
It's a lot.
We don't
yeah.
talk about it a ton because I don't always think for everybody supplementing it is a good idea. Not to go off on another tangent, but it can throw off other things like copper. You mm-hmm. can get too much kind of easily. So I like getting it through food.
Some food, yeah. Yeah, and if you listen to the side effects episode, I think that's where we talk about
a lot
of it.
That might have been in between.
Yeah.
That might be last week. I'm getting a little confused.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like zinc status is negatively affected by hormonal birth control.
Right.
I just like lisped right there when I said birth control.
It's and okay.
Alcohol.
We got it.
So yeah, we love these pumpkin seeds. Those were one of the new secret weapon snacks for this.
Yeah. That people were snacking on like in their nut case or also like sprinkling it over a salad.
Yeah.
Or like a green gazpacho recipe.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times, like someone was saying with the gazpacho recipe last night, like if you do like a cold soup or a hot soup as a meal, it's nice to have a little texture too.
Mm-hmm.
I will say like, I was just staring at the pumpkin seeds, like the other food that always comes up for zinc is oysters.
Yes.
But not something that's like easily stored in your house.
I'm not going to ship those out to you guys. Sorry.
That would be fun.
I would like to have them in the office though.
Mm. We're oyster girls.
And then we also have the greens powder too, which you found.
Yeah. So I think the last greens powder, which was years ago, might have been before your time. Not before you were born, but before you were here. The Wellco.
Oh, we did have that. Okay. But it was, yeah.
I like that greens powder. This one though, which is Vitality Greens, has ingredients that one doesn't have. It has chlorella. It has spirulina. We talked about those in the C-spiracy episodes. Mm-hmm. Dandelion, deep loader, excellent for your liver. Turmeric for inflammation. Just to quote Adam Amundi, who makes them, this highly cleansing mix can jumpstart your overall digestion. It contains a megaload of ingredients known for their ability to eliminate heavy metals, such as mercury, arsenic, and certain environmental toxicity accumulation. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we used that in a smoothie recipe, which I have to say, I actually just had it in water too, and it didn't taste that bad.
That's great. I haven't done that
right.
Yet, I have
but
to say, yeah.
I was like, I don't feel like having a smoothie, but I did want to have some. And
yeah,
it
I meant
really
to
was
try
a pet.
It that way. I was reluctant. Okay, I will.
So don't be scared. Yeah. Well, for me at least.
Did you have to? How much did you use?
I used a teaspoon.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah, a little teaspoon, but a lot of water. I would say like 16 ounces, maybe a little more, like a big glass.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Without any tequila or mezcal.
Oh, imagine that. A little healthy
little
cocktail.
Like help your liver while you
have
the liver. I would say that smoothie recipe, our stash, mm-hmm. I think we put it in a newsletter.
Oh yeah. The stash 2.0.
Stash 2.0. We also have a rainbow with rainbow veggies, and turkey meatball recipe that's been popular. We have a kimchi egg recipe.
Mm-hmm.
So some fun ones.
Kind of fancy stuff.
What? it took a lot of brain power.
Yeah.
It always does to make the recipes. And the Slim Sipper, which we've posted.
Yeah,
has been
people
popular.
Are making that. Yeah, that was our detox, the dandelion brew tea, mm-hmm. Ginger and lemon, and put it over ice.
Yum, yum.
Okay, so now do we move on to our Q&A?
One thing before we go there, I think there's a value, whatever, it doesn't have to be like our fix, like whatever, to take just a little bit of time, like take a week, take 5 days, take 3 days, scale back on your plans a little to whatever degree you can or your work schedule, and just kind of like being appropriately or semi-selfish, like in terms of prioritizing your habits. So making satisfying meals, getting outside for a walk, doing meditation. To me, it's really less about like the quick fix, which is kind of a fun way of joking about it, and more so just like about treating yourself really well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. We ask people how they feel each day in the daily deets. And aside from day one, it's really kind of like...
Day one, people aren't always excited.
They're like, I feel great, motivated, calm, lean. Mm-hmm. So,
right. We tend to all think of the things we're giving up, which is not a successful strategy to harp on that. But the reason, aside from our long-term health, which is hard to connect to, that we do these things is that it really does feel good to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I could go on and on. Females, you know, we tend to take care of other people.
Yeah.
So it's good to prioritize yourself.
Okay, Q&A.
Okay.
We'll cover a few quick questions actually we got from Instagram. The first is intermittent fasting a part of the fix?
Right. So we actually have 10 guidelines or 10 mm-hmm. tips that are sent before the program starts to cover different things from fruit to sleep to water to the no list that we've been talking about. So one of them is, I forget the name of the tip, but like 10 hours of eating.
Mm-hmm.
So we suggest for the program, our general rule is 12 hours max for starting regular clients. For the fix, which is like a little bit more stringent, 10 hours max from breakfast to dinner. So the suggested meal times, like an example of it would be like 9 to 10 for breakfast, a little later than some people, mm-hmm. but not too late. 1 to 2 for lunch, 1 to 2 p.m., 6 to 7 for dinner. And then we have a guideline, which is the kitchen closes at 8.
Mm-hmm.
At 8, participants send over their food logs, a lot of them a little after 8 for this program, or our, as Kayleen said, our daily deets, mm-hmm. as we call it. Next
question. Okay. So this is from one of the fixers, actually. How do we eat after the fix? So once you do this week.
Right. Exactly. And I think that there's a lot of that, like, what now, you mm-hmm. know, that type of thing. Because it's really, I think when you do something that's like prescriptive and really organized, it's sort of daunting to then branch out.
Yeah.
And I think, as we've said, both the mental and nutritional approach like to the fix are like their key components. So first, we encourage participants to pick a couple of the rules or the tips that like are going to be their anchors.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's the 10 hours of eating that we just talked about, or some of these secret weapons that Kayleen has been shipping out, the mindful eating, paying attention in terms of whether it's putting your fork down or not having screens at meals. So like two mm-hmm. to three of those. So that's kind of like your bridge of, you don't just want to say like, sayonara when you're done. As far as the no's, because we don't believe that people should live with so many, with no booze, no sugar, no carbs, no grains forever, pick one to bring back first. Everyone always has like their, I could do without booze, but I'm, you know, wanting to eat more healthy carbs mm-hmm. or I'm, you know, really looking forward to a sweet treat, you know?
Yeah.
What would you bring back first?
Probably carbs if I was to cut out carbs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think of the three is the thing that we would most want clients to like bring back their sweet potatoes and their beans and all of those things first. We wouldn't say like, you know, okay, please have a drink. and we also just, I mean, we don't go anywhere. We encourage participants to do a food stocking week, schedule mm-hmm. a session. I would say about half the participants are already clients to maintain that sense of accountability.
And then finally, Terry on Insta asked, when is the next one?
You want to answer? You want to answer, Terry?
Sure, Terry. So we offer these programs in May, September, and January. So really at like strategic transition points when motivation tends to be high.
Right. And then we have food stocking, which mm-hmm. is, again, this sense of daily accountability. It's just the food stocking. People ask the difference. The difference is it's not as austere. There's no list, not a list of rules, that kind of thing. So if you're curious, make sure you do, as Kayleen mentioned, get that Monday Morsels newsletter. You can sign up at foodtrainers.com. Follow us on social at Food Trainers, at Shop Food Trainers. That tends to be where we announce the programs, which, you know, not tooting our own horn. I'm not going to say what was just coming into my head, but... They sell out. They tend to sell out pretty quickly.
They do, yeah. So yeah, next one's in September then.
Little break. We have some time.
So we hope this motivated you. Maybe you'll reset on your own or maybe with us or just experiment with some of the tips for figure out your celebrating mm-hmm. behavior or practice things.
Maybe show us
down. Yeah, let us know what your celebration would be, whatever resonated with you.
So have a good week. Next week is our season finale.
Aww.
You have this almost done.
Coming to a close.
Almost done. Little summer ready. Fun.
Yes.
Take care.
Bye, everyone.